This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Rangers say a man has been found dead at White Sands National Park. New Mexico State Police have identified the man as 63-year-old Jeffrey Minshew of Moriarty. The National Park Service is coordinating with state police to investigate the death. A possible cause of death wasn't immediately released, but authorities say foul play is not suspected at this time. An unoccupied vehicle was found at the park about 11 a.m. Sunday. That began a search, and the body was discovered about 5 p.m. yesterday. White Sands Rangers say there is no shade or water along any of the trails in the park. They recommend hikers bring at least 1 gallon of water per person per day, along with high-energy snacks. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez signed legislation today to rescind an order that closed the reservation to outside visitors. It lifts several COVID-19 restrictions that will allow tribal parks to reopen at 50% capacity with safety protocols in place as early as Thursday, and also allow schools to eventually reopen under a required safety plan. The Navajo Department of Health will issue a new public health emergency order tomorrow, outlining safety protocols and requirements for reopening. The mask mandate remains in effect for the entire Navajo Nation. The Navajo Nation today reported 7 new COVID-19 cases, but no additional deaths for the second consecutive day. Tribal health officials said the total number of coronavirus-related cases on the vast reservation is 31,035 since the pandemic began more than a year ago. The total number of deaths remained at 1,357. Gila National Forest and Cibola National Forest and National Grasslands officials announced today the lifting of fire restrictions due to reduced wildfire danger. Officials cited the arrival of summer rains accompanied by higher humidity levels and lower temperatures. Gila National Forest officials said showers and thunderstorms with abundant monsoon moisture are forecast to continue well into July. Senator Martin Heinrich says the Senate should change its filibuster rule, though the New Mexico Democrat acknowledges that would allow Republicans in the future to approve policy changes he opposes. The Albuquerque Journal reports that Heinrich said during a town hall yesterday in Albuquerque that partisan gridlock has blocked legislation, making it difficult for many Americans to discern between the parties. With the Senate currently split 50-50, Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote gives Democrats control of the chamber. However, Republicans can block most bills because of a rule requiring 60 senators to vote to end debate on most matters. Heinrich said ways to change the filibuster rule include requiring senators to be physically present on the Senate floor and personally speak in order to block a vote. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it will propose reclassifying a rare Colorado River Basin fish called the razorback sucker from endangered to threatened status after a multi-year and multi-state effort throughout the southwestern U.S. to replenish its populations. A proposed formal relisting to be published tomorrow in the Federal Register would classify the fish as no longer on the brink of extinction, but it would require continued management of the razorback's survival in the Colorado River and several key tributaries. The Fish and Wildlife Service first said it would recommend the change in 2018. Hundreds of thousands of razorbacks once thrived in the Colorado River and its tributaries, which flow across 7 states in Mexico. The razorback was listed as endangered under federal law in 1991. It has been protected under Colorado and Utah law since the 1970s. Wildlife advocates oppose the move, saying the fish's numbers aren't yet self-sustaining and that climate change is bringing lesser and warmer river flows that will jeopardize the fish's survival. Drought and increasing human demand are straining the rivers, which makes it harder for fish to survive. This is KUNM.